I'm trying to get harder and tougher mentally and physically every day of my life.
You're either the growth mindset or you're the fixed mindset.
If you're trying to be the best, you need to look at who the best is and see what they do.
Relentless pursuit of progress.
There's a difference between the best and the rest.
Welcome to the Brute Strength Podcast.
Champions are built in the mind first.
Where we interview scientists, world champions, doctors, and experts in just about every area of health and fitness.
What do you care enough about? What are you fascinated enough about to go so deep and learn so much that you'll know more about it than anyone else?
And now, here's your host, Michael Cashew.
Hey, this is Michael Cashew. Today, I want to talk to you about what you can do when you get injured and how you can actually turn it into a good thing. Someone named Tyler reached out to me on Instagram recently and said he had a shoulder injury. We talked about some specific rehab exercises that he could do, but then we also started to talk about how he could approach his injury from a mental standpoint. And I think this is a really important topic because at some point, we will all get injured, whether that's in our current sport or just in life in general at some point along the way. And we can take one of two standpoints. We can take one of two approaches when we get injured. Either A, we can complain and roll over and feel sorry for ourselves, and we can tell ourselves that we just can't keep moving forward towards our goals, or we have to take time off. And in some instances, you definitely need to take time off of certain exercises. Or B, we can look for ways in which this injury can be an advantage. We can look for the new possibilities. We can look for the new things that we can do rather than continuing to just focus on what we can't do, which is what 99% of people do. I was first exposed to this concept when I read Josh Waitzkin's book, Art of Learning. Josh was a chess prodigy as a young kid, one of the best of all time. And then he moved on to jiu-jitsu and he trained with Marcelo Garcia, who's one of the best jiu-jitsu artists of all time. And Josh, at one point, was training really, really hard. He was already a great martial artist. And he got an injury to, I think it was his right arm. When most people get an injury like that in jiu-jitsu, they then take 2 to 3 months off and are stagnant. They get frustrated. Sometimes they even quit. If they're really early on, especially, they might just quit and think this is just too dangerous for them. But what Josh did is he looked for the opportunity in this obstacle. He looked for the ways that this obstacle, this injury, could actually propel him forward, actually could become an advantage for him. And so what he did is he continued to train, and I don't know, he slung up his arm in a way that made it so it wasn't dangerous when he was rolling. But in those 3 or 4 months, he strengthened the hell out of his weak arm. Before the injury, he was very weak and he had no skill on his left side. And for the next 3 or 4 months, that's the only side he trained. So as you might guess, at the end of the 4 months, when he gets his cast or sling off, when he has both of his arms, he's a completely well-rounded athlete. Josh would go on then to win at least one world championship in jiu-jitsu, which is pretty amazing. The Stoics also have this concept of the obstacle in the path becoming the path. This is Stoic philosophers, that is. Ryan Holiday actually wrote an entire book on this called The Obstacle is the Way. And the idea is that when we encounter an obstacle in life, rather than focusing on going around the obstacle or getting rid of the obstacle, if we can look for ways in which this obstacle actually helps us, we can be so, so much more successful. I experienced this in 2013 when I got back surgery. I had just won the CrossFit Games for the second time and I had to get a lumbar fusion. And they were telling me that I would never be able to compete again. I would probably never be able to lift weights again. And just like probably most people, if not everyone that I know, for the month after the surgery, I became really depressed and I really felt sorry for myself. But at some point, I made this switch in the exact way that I'm talking to you about right now, in that I started to look for the ways that this could really propel me forward. So the things that I did were, I focused on all of the things that I could do that I couldn't do before. And one of those things was I had so much time to really slow down and fine-tune my movement. Over the years, I had adopted a lot of poor movement patterns. And so I used this new time of rehab and recovery. And mind you, I couldn't even walk for the first month. So I had to take it really slow. I used this time to really dial in my movement. And still today, this was 6-7 years ago. To this day, my squat is better, my press is better, my lunge is better, my posterior chain is stronger than it ever was before that when I was competing at the highest level. And that was because I used this time to do things that I couldn't do before. The other thing was outside of sport and outside of my athletic endeavors entirely. And suddenly, I wasn't training for 3 or 4 hours a day. And I had all of this extra time. And so what did I do with that time? I became a coach. I started Brute Strength. And I really leaned in to my career. All of which I couldn't have done if I was still spending so much of my day training for the CrossFit Games. So anytime you're injured, you can adopt this mindset. And if you're really into this, you can use the following two steps. Number one is really notice that this is an opportunity to strengthen your mind. There's a saying that goes something like, the only real test of a man is when he's in conflict, something like that. So you never really know what you're made of until you're going through some shit. So when you're injured, notice that this is an opportunity to practice a virtue, to really strengthen your mind and to let go of complaining or excuses or feeling sorry for yourself. Look at this as an opportunity, as a challenge. Then number two is ask yourself the following questions. What does this injury give me more time to do? What can I now focus more attention on that I couldn't before? Remember, I suddenly had 3 or 4 hours a day to spend on my career. So what can you put more attention on that you couldn't before? Then another more general question, how can I use this injury as an advantage in my sport and in my life? So for Tyler, who has a shoulder injury, one of the things that I recommended him doing was focus more on his lower body. That's kind of an intuitive thing. So you can think about how you can use it as an advantage in your current sport, but also think about how you can use it as an advantage in other areas of life. What other areas have you been maybe neglecting? Could you now spend more time with certain loved ones? Can you take up a new hobby? Can you be more creative? Really think outside the box of just your sport. And when you think this way, you'll never have to, quote unquote, take time off again. You'll always be able to make the most out of your circumstances and continue working towards your goals. And the path may veer, but you will continue moving towards them. Happy New Year to you. And I have a request for you. I would love if you would send me a note and let me know what the biggest thing you want to accomplish in 2020 is. Let me know if there's anything I can talk about on here to support your goals. Have a great day. This episode is brought to you by Working Against Gravity, or WAG. WAG does one-on-one nutrition coaching to help you lose weight, lose body fat, perform better in the gym, and also just to help you feel more comfortable and confident in your own skin. WAG also trains people to become nutrition coaches themselves and to start online nutrition businesses. So this one is special for me because I am the director of marketing and the president of WAG. My wife started the company about 5 years ago. And what I admire and respect about her and her team most is that the number one value and focus of attention at the company has always been on the coaching service itself. So even after reaching 2,000 members, when they could have focused more on marketing or selling more things, they continue to make the coaching service better and better and better. And that's why so many people get amazing results. I think we have something like close to 1,000 testimonials and transformation photos on our website that you can check out. And such a high percentage of people get amazing results on this program. And that's because the main focus point of attention on the of the entire company has been on making the coaching service better. So what you get when you sign up is, first and foremost, accountability. You get a real human being, an expert on nutrition science and the art of coaching, that will be with you every step of the way, holding your hand through the entire process. You get education through our members only knowledge base. You get access to a private members Facebook group. And when you sign up, you'll fill out a questionnaire. We'll get to know you. We'll then pair you with the coach that best suits your personality and your experience. And then they will create a custom nutrition plan. They will send this through our software system Seismic, and week over week, you will communicate with your coach through a weekly check-in. You'll log what you're eating if that's what your coach wants you to do. You will give them a summary each week, and then every single time you check in, they will give you strategies and tips for how to overcome your unique challenges or obstacles in your nutrition. I've been a client myself for many, many years, and I've tried just about every diet in the world, and I can truly, genuinely say that this thing works. This coach is someone that will be in your corner, is supportive, is really rooting for you, and has done this with hundreds or thousands of people before. So whatever your obstacles are, I can almost guarantee that if you're willing to put in the effort and really go after it, then you can get the results that you're after. So again, if you go to workingagainstgravity.com and enter the code BRUTE50, that's B-R-U-T-E 50 at checkout, you'll get $50 off of your first month of membership. Also, if you want to become a nutrition coach yourself because your life has been transformed by nutrition or a nutrition coach, and you just really want to give back and you want to join the digital workforce, then you can join our wait list right now at workingagainstgravity.com.
Thank you for listening to this week's episode. Your journey towards better fitness continues. Head over to brutestrengthtraining.com to connect with Michael and his guests. Access links and resources mentioned in this episode, as well as bonus content exclusive to podcast listeners. That's brutestrengthtraining.com.